excitement and danger beckon ever onward. The W.A. Schaefer Pen Company presents The Adventurers Club. Two stories about men of daring. To men of rugged stamp, the Adventurers Club in Chicago is hearth and home, its high-ceilinged walls hung with strange trophies from exotic lands, native knives and spears, priceless ivory from Africa's Gold Coast, and shrunken human heads. Of the members seated before the roaring fire, all are intrepid adventurers. For neither fame nor fortune merit membership in this most exclusive club. Only those who have participated in some strange and thrilling adventure are admitted.
Diana, they're charging!
Jeepers! They're in real danger.
Certainly sounds like it. And that's just a sample of today's adventure.
Say, they better hurry and get back to that truck.
They sure had. And listen, you boys and girls better hurry and order the super new 5-in-1 mystery compass we have for you, because this is your last chance. And no fooling, friends, it's the greatest thing ever. Closed up, it's a fancy bronze ornament you can wear. Open it up, and it's a treasure chest of valuable things. It holds a genuine magnetic compass to show you the right direction wherever you are. There's your own private identification card, a secret chamber for coins, codes, or hidden messages, too. And listen, a genuine fire glass to help you start a campfire without matches.
Boy, it's a keen outfit.
All my friends want one, too.
Well, everybody does. And here's the way you can get one, friends. Just get a bottle of Schaefer's Spritz from your dealer. That's the all-American writing fluid. Send the box top, together with just 25 cents with your name and address, to Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you choose, ask your dealer for a sales slip showing you've purchased any Schaefer product and send that instead of a script box top. But hurry! This is absolutely your last chance to get your 5-in-1 mystery compass. Order today!
Now, back to the true story of adventurer Count de Plorot's desperate flight across the treacherous Sahara. In last week's episode, adventurer Count Byron de Plorot and his companions succeeded in opening the ancient tomb of the African queen Tinhinan in the southern Sahara. But Tinhinan was the ancestress of the fierce Tuareg tribe of the desert. And as the explorers were removing precious gold and silver relics from her tomb, a band of enraged Tuareg warriors attacked. Count de Plorot and his party fought them off long enough to escape with their treasure in fast desert trucks. Now, peering ahead through tight-fitting goggles, Count de Plorot and Pierre Dumont in one truck, and Moustard, the Arab guide, and his driver Paul in the other, are desperately trying to outdistance a terrible desert sandstorm.
No use, Byron. The sand is growing so hard I can't even see through the windshield.
We had a sand dune head on in this 4-ton truck, Pierre. We'll be crushed to death.
But if we stop, the sand will bury us truck and all.
Sand must be getting in the motor. She's missing.
Yeah, you're right. We'll have to stop. We'll ruin the engine.
I don't think the sand will pile up deep enough to cover us.
But what about food?
We have barely enough to get us across the desert. We can still make it if the storm doesn't last over 2 days.
Okay, you're the boss.
All right. Signal Paul and Moussaka to stop, too.
I hope they can hear us all right. We haven't seen their truck since this infernal sandstorm caught up with us.
I don't hear any answer to our signal, do you?
Well, they were ahead of us. Maybe they made it through the dunes before the storm caught them.
I'd like to think so, Pierre, but we can't take a chance on them being lost. We'll have to get out and look for them.
You're not going to get out of this raging storm.
There's nothing else to do.
The wind's blowing that sand 140 miles an hour. It'll cut your face right open.
I'm going to wrap this
scarf around my face.
Put on gloves to protect my hands.
But you can't even see through the sand. It's like a blizzard. You'll be lost 10 feet from the truck.
Have you got any rope?
Yeah, there's some right here behind the seat.
Now, let me have it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tie one end of the rope around my waist like this. The other end of the truck so I can find my way back.
Give me that other scarf. I'm going with you.
You better stay here. I can manage.
If both of us go, we'll double our chances of finding them.
All right. I'm going to open the door of the truck now. You ready?
All set.
This way, Pierre. Get down on your hands and knees. Hang on to the rope. What's that? Well! What's that? Where are you? Oh, answer! hear me?
They can't hear you in this storm, Byron. We might as well go back.
No, let's crawl ahead a bit more. We haven't come to the end of the rope yet.
Mustard!
Listen, did someone answer?
I didn't hear anything.
Mustard! Mustard!
He did answer. Hurry, over this way.
Mustard!
Florida.
I think he's more to the right, Byron.
Hello, Mustard.
Over here.
More to the left.
Where, Mustard?
Where are you? I think he must be over this way.
No, no. No, the sun's halfway ahead of us.
Florida.
Oh, here he is. I found him. Here, Mustard. Take some water from my canteen. I'll hold it for you. That's right. I'll drink some more.
Are you all right? I can't see.
What's that, Bumpy? We're on board of the truck. Mustard got out. The wind must have knocked him against it and stunned him.
I am... All right. No, sure.
Sure you're all right, Mustard. Quick, Pierre. Take hold of his feet. Help me carry him into the cab of the truck.
Okay. Never mind me, monsieur. Paul is lost. Find Paul.
We'll find him as soon as we get you inside the truck.
Sounds like we're probably just in time.
Yeah, here. Truck door's open. Lift him up.
I can't see where I'm going.
More to the right, Pierre. Here's the seat cushion. Yeah. You just stay here in the truck, Mustard.
You saved my life.
Borgo.
He went through it. Look for you.
All right, Mustard. You stay quiet now. We'll be back in a little while. Come on, Pierre. We've got to find Paul.
It's hopeless, Byron. We've been crawling around this blasted desert for nearly an hour.
Yes, I'm afraid he's wandered too far from the truck.
Paul! Paul! Maybe he's already found his way to the truck by this blank Jefferson.
I hear singing.
You better get hold of yourself, Byron. Strange telling on you.
Keep still.
It is, Paul. How do you like that singing in the sandstorm? It must have driven him mad.
Now I've lost it. Wait a minute. I think he must be over this way.
There. Come on, dear. Oh, Monsieur de Belloc, I'm glad to see you. I knew that you would come.
But surely you heard us calling. Why didn't you come to us, Paul?
Well, if we both stumble around in the storm, monsieur, we may never meet. So I stand perfectly still and sing. That way you find me. It's very simple.
I think you showed good sense of that. Come on. Let's get back to the truck so we can have some shelter.
For three interminable days, while the sandstorm raged outside, the four of us sat huddled together in the cab of the truck. Sand piled high around us and over us, swirled through the cracks of the doors and floorboard, into our hair, down our clothes, even worked its way through our scars underneath our goggles. At last, toward evening of the third day, after we had munched our last two slices of dry and gritty bread, Musag, our Arab guide, could stand it no longer.
Monsieur de Florac, 3 days and nights have we sat in this cursed spot, with the sand piling up around us like a tomb.
But what can we do, Musag? We can't drive in this storm. We'll just have to wait until it blows over.
That is to wait only for death, monsieur. I have seen storms such as this one last for weeks. You will starve.
Well, I'm not going to wait for weeks. Don't be a fool, Pierre. If you get out of the truck, you'll lose your way in 5 minutes.
Monsieur de Florac speaks the truth. You do not know the desert as I do. It is I who must find a way through these dunes and get help.
No, no, Moussac. You could never make it.
You saved my life 3 days ago, monsieur. Perhaps in this way, I shall be able to repay you. May I see your compass, monsieur?
Compass? Yes, certainly, Musak. Our truck is still headed due north, see?
Then, the outpost of Vorgla is to the left, is it not, monsieur?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Very well. That is the way I shall go.
Oh, do not try it, Musak. You will only die in this storm.
Twice have I made the great pilgrimage to Mecca. I have seen the sacred mosque and kissed the black stone. If it is the will of Allah that I shall die in the desert, then I shall die. die. Now, messieurs, I will bring help to you if Allah wills it. Farewell.
Wait, Mouzard!
Let him go, Pierre. If anyone can make it, he can. According to his faith, he must attempt this for us, because we saved his life.
This Moussak is a brave man and a good man.
But he'll never make it through those dunes alive.
Is there not even a crust of bread left, Monsieur the Prologue?
I'm afraid not, Paul. Why doesn't the storm let up anyway?
Moussak has been gone 3 days. Still no word. I knew he wouldn't get through.
Poor Moussak.
When we had some food. I'm beginning to think Moussak was lucky to have died so quickly.
Wait, wait. Is the wind dying down a little? Or do I just imagine it?
After 6 days in the sandstorm, monsieur, one can imagine anything.
No, no. Look outside. It is clearing. I can see the outlines of the surrounding dunes.
Sacre bleu.
We are saved.
Maybe we've all gone mad. I can hardly believe it.
No, it stopped. Let's get out and look around. Paul, oh, help me push this door.
Oh, she is moving, monsieur.
Where do I get my shoulder against it? There. Come on, Pierre. Look, the sun's coming through.
Oh, how wonderful it is to feel alive again.
I'm so stiff I can hardly walk.
Pierre, you and I had better get the shovels and start digging the trucks out while Paul repairs the engines.
Look, there is the other truck. Only the cab is sticking out of the sand.
I guess there's nothing to do but dig.
Oui, and I will get my tools and start to work on the engines. In a few hours, we'll be on the way again, and soon we will be safe in Wagra.
True to his word, Paul had the trucks running again in a surprisingly short time. But it was still nearly 200 miles to Wagra. Hour after hour, we drove on under the burning Saharan sun. Paul had lost 35 pounds, and my own clothes were beginning to hang on me like a flour sack. Pierre was nothing but skin and bones, yet he insisted on driving our truck. I kept checking the compass to make sure that we didn't lose even a precious mile, since it was imperative we get food before all of us collapsed. Pierre, you're heading too far west. We'll wind up in Spanish Morocco at this rate.
If we only had something to eat.
I think I'd better take over the wheel, Pierre. You're almost done in.
I'm all right, Byron. Why is everything getting so dark?
Look out. You're heading straight for that dune.
What?
Move over. Let me drive.
No, I'm driver of this truck.
Pierre, look out. You're going to hit that dune. Look out.
I certainly wouldn't want to get mixed up with a sandstorm.
It would be mighty easy to get lost, that's for sure.
And say, friends, you'd better hurry. 5 valuable features, just send 25 cents and the top of a script carton or a sales slip from your dealer showing that you've purchased any Schaefer product to Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. That's all. Just send 25 cents together with a script box top or sales slip, your name and address to Schaefer, S-H-E-A-F-F-E-R, Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. But hurry, this offer will not be repeated. Order yours today.
Now, we return to the thrilling true life story of adventure account Byron de Prorock. Fleeing northward through the Sahara Desert with the priceless treasures from the ancient tomb of the Tuareg Queen, Tinhinan, Count de Prorock and his party were held up for 6 days by a terrible sandstorm, during which they ran completely out of food. Pierre Dumont, exhausted from hunger, has just collapsed at the wheel of his truck, and the 4-ton Renault has just smashed head-on into an enormous sand dune. Now, on the sand near the stalled truck, Count de Prorock and his French mechanic, Paul, are bending anxiously over their unconscious.
Pierre, are you all right?
There. He's opening his eyes. See?
What happened? The sand dune, look out, Byron.
The truck is stopped up here.
Now tell me, do you hurt anywhere?
No, I'm all right now. Is your truck okay?
Yes, Pierre. He just blacked out at the wheel for a second.
Is he all right, monsieur?
I think so. No bones broken anyway.
Food. No food. I must have something to eat, Briar.
We'll be in Wardlaw before long.
You think you can drive the truck all right, monsieur, the corrupt?
Of course. I'll take the lead. I don't know whether Pierre can last till we get to Wardlaw Paul, but we've got to try. Let's go. How are you feeling now, Pierre?
My head aches badly, Byron. Maybe if I had some food. How much farther is it to Wardlaw, Byron?
Not much farther, Pierre. Why don't you try to sleep?
How is he, monsieur?
Not good. We'll drive all night. If we can just make Wardlaw and get him some food.
Light, Byron.
Yes, we've driven all night, dear.
Isn't that Paul's horn?
He wants us to stop.
I hope there's nothing wrong.
We'll soon find out. Here he comes.
Why is he pointing over there to the east?
Monsieur de Baroque, look over there. A village.
Where?
That's probably a mirage.
Oh, but you have passed it, monsieur. Back to the east.
I still don't see it.
It is a village. I can see the native hut. Here, Byron, look. Through the binoculars.
They must have food there, monsieur.
It's a miracle. We could never have reached Wardlaw.
How do you know the natives of that village are friendly?
I don't, but we'll have to take a chance. We've got to get something to eat.
After all, we have the machine gun if everything else fails.
We'll drive in first, Paul. You follow right behind us. Be ready for action if anyone acts peculiar.
Look, the natives are coming up all around us.
I don't like the look of this. I'm glad Paul parked right behind us.
Well, we're here now. We may as well get out and greet them.
Wait. Are you sure you can stand all right? I don't want them to see how weak we are.
I think I can carry it off all right.
Here comes Paul from the other truck.
Sacre bleu. Never have I seen such a gang of cutthroats.
Why do they all wear veils?
Haven't you ever heard of the veiled product, Pierre?
You mean this?
Here comes the chief.
Welcome, most stranger. The servant of Allah greets you.
Greetings, noble chief of the Tuareg. We've come to ask if you'll sell us food and camel's milk.
From what part of Sahara do you journey?
We've come from the south, from the Ahaggar Plateau.
For 6 days, a sandstorm raged in the desert. No man could come through it alive.
We were caught in that storm, and we camped for the 6 days. Now our food's gone. That's why we've come to you.
Our dried supplies are very low.
But can't you spare us some milk and bread?
You will pay us in gold?
We have only the paper money of Algiers.
I think maybe you have gold in the giant automobile.
No, it's not a treasure, Byron. Let's get out of here. No, he's just guessing. This is the only money we have. We'll give you all of it for milk and bread.
Very well. I will take paper money.
Akbar, bring food and be quick.
Thank you, Chief. Allah will reward you for helping travelers in distress.
Food will be here soon. And while you eat, we will do for you the ancient Tuareg dance of welcome.
Is that what those drums are for?
Yes. That is our dance music.
Is that what those drums are for?
Yes. That is our dance music.
But we heard the drums when we drove up.
You must have known that we were coming.
We of the desert know many things.
I don't like this, Byron. We can't leave without the food, but keep an eye on the trucks.
Oh, I'm getting a headache already, monsieur. Watching for food with one eye and for trouble with the other.
The food is here. You will eat there in the shade.
Don't bother, chief. There's shade enough right here at the side of the truck.
Never mind the shade. Just hand me a cup of that milk.
Here you are, monsieur.
No. Take it easy, Pierre. You'll make yourself sick.
Oh, that stew smells delicious.
All things are ready. And now we dance while you eat.
Won't you have something to eat with us, chief?
Thank you. I have eaten long since.
That food is excellent, but I do not care for the floor show.
They're forming a big circle around us.
As long as we're not cut off from the trucks, we're all right.
You feel better, Pierre?
I could eat 10 times as much.
Yeah, but you mustn't. Too much food now would be almost as bad for you as none at all.
So what we do not eat now, we can't take with us.
Those native drummers seem to be working themselves into a frenzy.
Yeah, I wonder where that chief has gone. Fine, who won't he turn out to be?
Is that not he over there, talking with those warriors?
Warriors?
Great Caesar, buddy. Look at the bullhorn sword those four men are wearing.
Get ready to drop the food around this looks ugly.
Look, the doctors have drawn their saw.
Come on, we can't let them take the truck. Climb up to the machine gun on the top of your truck, Paul. Here and I'll try to hold them off. This is it, here. They're not even pretending to dance anymore.
We have to shoot over the truck. They're going to try to get our tires. We can't let them do that. They're not firing, charging.
They're closing in on Paul, too. Turn around and get your back to the truck, Pierre.
Hurry, Paul. Get that machine gun going.
We got Paul. No, he made it.
He's climbing up to the machine gun. They're getting closer, Byron.
Let him have it, Paul.
That machine gun's really doing the trick.
Yes, that's a ball back.
Give them another burst, Paul.
Good work, Paul. Good work.
The ammunition, monsieur. Where we set another box?
It's here.
I'll bring it.
Here, help me with your gun.
Thank you.
Hurry,
quietly,
the law. I'll make it, Pierre. Get ready to start your truck when I give the signal.
Okay. Did they get you, monsieur?
No, I'm all right. Here, grab the ammunition.
Is this all we have?
That's all, but it's enough to stand them up for a while. I'll get the cab.
There's not a tenth as many bullets here as there are squatters out there.
Save the ammunition until they're close enough for it to do some good. Wait a minute. What's that?
Surely the squatters do not have air. Oh, if they do, we are lost.
No. No, that's a French army plane.
He's coming directly for us. Perhaps he sees us.
What good would that do? If he landed, he'd be in the same fix we're in.
The squadron are firing at him now. Let us stop at the truck.
He's dropping something.
A bomb! He's going to hit us.
No, it isn't a bomb. It's a package.
But the squadron thinks it's a bomb. They are running away.
He'll be back soon enough when I see it doesn't explode.
No. Look, monsieur. The pilot is chasing them. He's dropping things all the time.
That's a flying boot coming down now. Look at the squadron run.
He's quick-witted, that pilot. He saw our trouble and came to the rescue.
Right. Paul, I bet that first package he dropped was meant for us. I'm going to get it.
What?
Be ready to start as soon as I get that package over to Pierre's truck.
Oui, monsieur. I will be ready.
Where are you going, Byron? Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. I'm going to break this package.
Start your motor. Hurry up before the car ain't come back.
Can't go any faster. This package is heavy.
Why in the world did you stop for that?
It's addressed to us.
What? Monsieur de Barot, hurry! The Tuareg are coming back!
Here, Pierre, take the package.
All right.
Now, move over and let me drive.
Get going, Paul!
Open up the package, Pierre. See what's in it.
Great Scott!
What is it?
It's food! Here's a note from the French commandant at Werga.
What does he say?
They got worried about us when they heard about the sandstorm. A relief caravan left Werga this morning. And the plane came out ahead to locate us.
Oh, then we've got nothing more to worry about. The plane will give them our location, and we should meet the relief caravan before night.
Monsieur de Vauroc, as director of the Museum of Algiers, permit me to express our deep appreciation for these rare archaeological treasures. These relics from the tomb of Queen Dinhinan will provide future generations with a keener insight into the customs and culture of the ancient Sahara. I have arranged to exhibit them in a special hall bearing your name.
Monsieur Rousseau, you do me a great honor, and I'm very touched. But I have a favor to ask of you.
Any favor it is in my power to grant, Monsieur de Perrault.
A man gave up his life to bring these treasures back safely, Monsieur Rousseau, and I'd like to see the new hall named for him.
Of course, Monsieur de Perrault.
He was our Arab guide, Moussak.
You have been listening to the Adventurers Club, brought to you each Saturday at this time by the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company. Today's adventure was based on the true life experiences of Count Byron de Prorok. All rights to this broadcast are reserved. Payment for story material was made only to the Adventurers Club Foundation, a non-profit organization. The part of Adventurers de Prorok was played by Ed Prentice. The Adventurers Club is produced by Jack Simpson, directed by Russ Young, and written by Jack and Gretchen Sharp, with original music by Dave Bacall.
Wow, that was a real thriller.
I'll say. I'm going to write it up for a theme that's due Monday.
Smart idea. And to be doubly sure of a good grade, be sure to write it in Schaefer's script. That's the all-American writing food, you know. More popular on college campuses than any other in America. And because script keeps your writing cleaner, neater, more attractive, why, it's easy to see that better grades are bound to follow. Yes, sir, you get a head start on high marks when you script it.
Sure. All our gang says, script it.
It's the password to better grades. Ask your dealer for a bottle of Schaefer's script today.
And remember, right now, if you hurry, the script box top is extra valuable. Send it, together with just 25 cents in coin and your name and address, to Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, for your extra special 5-in-1 mystery cup as we told you about. Or instead of the script box top, send a sales slip from your dealer showing your purchase of any Schaefer product. But don't wait any longer. Thousands have already been sent, and this is the very last offer. Send a day for your exciting mystery compass with its 5 thrilling and secret features. The address again, Schaefer, S-H-E-A-F-F-E-R, Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois.
Until next Saturday at this same time, this is Ken Lawdean speaking for the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company and inviting you to join us then for an absorbing drama of intrigue and suspense in the French underground with the OSS, as told by adventurer Paul Sear.
An adventurer follows the off-trail path where excitement and danger beckon ever onward.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.